News for the Soul is in its 18th year of broadcasting, and to celebrate, we've launched an epic new website. Go to newsforthesoul.com today to see our new and greatly improved home on the World Wide Web. That's newsforthesoul.com. Now, you can take News for the Soul Radio with you. Our free new app is now live on Google Play and Apple Store. Listen to live and archived shows and much more. Search for News for the Soul in your App Store. That's News for the Soul.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Since 1997, Soul Radio has been changing lives. From uplifting to unexplained, talking about breaking chains. Don't you know? News for the soul. Don't you know? News for the soul.
And we are live. Hopefully you can hear me and the connection is great. Lots of energy on the board today. And we are going to be opening the board, I hope, at some point this afternoon. Right now, Miracle Messages with Karen. And she is going to be here for the next hour. She coaches clients to master the reversed process of going inward to ignite the magnificence and latent abilities that lie hidden within all of us. We're going to recap on Karen's story and open the lines. She does amazing readings with people, and I'll let her explain more about the style of those. If you're calling in, you want to be dialing in now, 646-595-4274, 646-595-4274. Karen, how are you?
Good. How are you, Nicole?
Excellent. It has been not so busy, but, going with the flow. Ever since January 2015, it just things just went whoosh, like a rocket taking off. Mm-hmm.
Going with the flow here, we're buried in here in snow and cocooned in all this white energy. It's been really fascinating. It's really an energy where you have to surrender and go with the flow right now. So
you do. Not much choice there when you're buried.
No. So I'm happy to be on to share with everyone tonight. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is recently what we've been doing here sometimes, because, I have the spiritual center in Pembroke, Mass, outside of Boston. And, we've had to reschedule or cancel classes because people literally have been snowbound. So one of the things that I've been playing with and putting out, and Spirit has been guiding me, is to do these snowbound meditations from as a telemeditation, and it's been very cool. So one of the things I'd like to share with everyone tonight that would help everyone create healing and miracles is something that I shared recently on a meditation this past Sunday, and it's called The Fabulous Four. Can you, what would you guess the Fabulous Four would be, Nicole?
Well, out of energy perspectives, like surrendering and joy, and I don't know, where are you going with it?
So, well, the Fabulous Four to me is calling on my divine superheroes and asking people to call on their divine team to support them in any and every aspect of their life. And what I love to teach people is how to reach out to the divine, how to own your divine self and your divine power to manifest miracles in their life. So one of the spiritual tools I teach about, and we've been working a lot in my groups, is with surrender lately. And, you know, no irony that, you know, there's not much you can do when you have, you know, 90-something inches of snow in 3.5 weeks of time, that you have to work on surrender. And one of the things that I've been teaching people is about this Fabulous Four. Now, they have their own belief system. They have their own divine guidance. They have those special masters, teachers that they call on to support them. So it doesn't matter who your Fabulous Four is, but, you know, I share with everyone, the nice Jewish girl in me calls on Jesus, Mary, Michael, and Archangel Raphael. And I was sharing with everyone recently that when we get into a place and, you know, I encourage everybody to think about something that they really want to surrender and ask for divine intervention, divine resolution, divine miracles, or even a divine plan to show up. Because many times when we're struggling with something, we go into worry, we go into fear, we go into trying to figure it all out. And, you know, if we're working in fear and worry, we're not supporting the situation or allowing the situation to open up to healing or even resolution. So one of the examples that I've given how this whole Fabulous Four came to be was, I have a 20-year-old son, and he was in his sophomore year in college, and we had always been very, very close. You know, I was a single mother, so I was raising him, and he was relying on me physically, mentally, on all levels, and we were very connected and very close. And when he was in his second year of college, I started to feel him pulling away and pulling away. And, you know, on some level, it was good for him and good for me, but then I started to see him making choices that I started to go into fear and worry about. And, you know, I did what I could do to consult, you know, a therapist or just check in what's the best plan that I can support him, but also help him to make better choices. And so I did as much as I could, but then I would wake up in the middle of the night, worry and fear, and my mind would go on that roller coaster ride of all the what ifs of what could happen. Has that ever happened to you, Nicole?
Oh, no, never.
So, one thing I did was I felt like I had done everything I could, but I knew spiritually in my higher wisdom, I knew that sending him worry and fear would not support him, and it was not supporting me as well. And that on some level he would feel, when we send out worry and fear, on some level, vibrational level, they feel it. And so I ended up calling on my divine helpers. Now, I have faith and trust. Mary is one of my main guides and the Blessed Mother Mary, and it doesn't matter. I feel she is the mother of conditional love. I feel she brings miracles. I feel she loves supporting mothers and children. And I feel that she's there for all of us in that unconditional love. So I thought it was best I call on her. And then I called on Jesus for miracles and for healing. And then I had Archangel Michael have his back. And then I put Archangel Raphael in front of him to send healing. And then I felt I was covering all four directions of divine protection, divine guidance, and divine support. And then I just say, please, protect him, guide him, show him the way. And then my role was to see his divine light, to see that he, I know he has a good foundation. I can see his love, his truth. And for me to focus on seeing that wise self in him. And then I just would surrender him to that divine team. And so I did this every time, which was almost every night that I found myself in fear and worry and not trusting, I go back to this surrender, this meditation. And I'm not going to say it was an overnight miracle, but within 6 months, my husband and I saw a miracle. We witnessed a miracle. I don't know how it happened. I can't tell you, but all sudden, by the end of the summer, he's grounded. He was making good choices. He was connected back with us. I mean, it was just like, I didn't care how it happened. I just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I felt like he had his soul's growth and I had my soul's growth, and we both needed to grow separately at some point, but evolve in ourselves. But still, I knew that in some way, by calling on this team, and by praying and seeing his light, I supported him in a way that was in the highest and best. So about 3 months later, I ended up having a phone reading. And when I work with divine guidance, sometimes they bring a scenario that's happened in my life to somehow support the person that's on the phone. And they showed me my son, and they said, explain to them about putting protection and calling on divine guidance, and I explained it. And all of a sudden during the reading, her divine team, they called themselves the Fabulous Four. I thought, oh my God, that's so cool. I love that. And, you know, because we all go through growing up where we go to the all these superhero movies with our kids, and you know, in a way, I started to really think about that Fabulous Four. My Fabulous Four are my superheroes. I've seen miracles happen when I've called on them. I don't feel alone. I feel like I have support or I will be guided. So they call themselves the Fabulous Four. So from that point on, I said, wow, I'm going to call mine the Fabulous Four. So I've been teaching lately, you know, this meditation or this exercise to have in your spiritual toolbox, because I believe that all of us on a spiritual journey, we have this opportunity to build this beautiful spiritual toolbox. Your radio show is a perfect example how you offer all these beautiful and powerful radio shows that are these teachers and guides to different spiritual tools that we can all, you know, decide, how does that resonate with me? Am I going to play with that spiritual tool? Let's see how it works for me. And so to me, when I have that, I build that spiritual toolbox, I know that I can reach in at any time and find something I need. And, you know, I was encouraging people, especially during these storms, the worst fear is that you lose your electricity and or something happens with your property. There's so many things. So, you know, one of the things I encourage, call on, you can use this to put your home, your car, your loved ones, also issues that you don't know how to figure out how it's going to resolve, or when will the healing happen? Or this relationship issue is so hard right now. So you put the relationship in the center of your fabulous four. And again, you don't have to call on mine. You can call on who you trust and who you want to ask for support. There's support in so many different, you know, belief systems that you could call on what feels powerful to you. So you could put a relationship, you could put a financial issue, you could put your property, you could put a certain situation, and then you have to surrender it. And this is one of the interesting things, Nicole, is when we would do this in meditation, I could see that people had cords of fear and attachment to letting go and surrendering to the divine their situation. And then they would pull it back and they want to control, or they want to say, I don't trust or I doubt. And so, you know, I asked them to invite Archangel Michael to release any cords of fear or attachments in not trusting, in order for it to really be released and given to divine resolution, divine healing, divine miracles. And what does that mean? When we release something and we say, here, I give this up to the divine, show me divine resolution, and that's what I would ask for. I would coach everybody, say, show me divine resolution, show me divine healing, show me divine miracles, better than I could ever imagine. So what that means is we're releasing it and trust, and then it's our job to stay open to how the miracles, the healing, or guidance will be revealed. And the other day when we did this in a group meditation, I had put a situation with my mother. I saw her in the center of the fabulous four. I gave her up, and I saw her light in the center of her being. And I said, please help me to forgive, let go, and bring healing and acceptance to the situation. And Nicole, I got to tell you, we were watching a movie. It was called, I can't even remember the name of the movie, October Baby, I think it was called, October something. And my husband and I were watching the movie, and my mother never, ever calls. She doesn't call unless she needs something. Well, of course, she needed something. Right at the point where the girl was sitting down in a church to talk to a priest, saying how she was having a hard time forgiving her birth mother for letting her go and for her parents not telling her she was adopted. She was confessing she had anger and she couldn't let it go. And he started to talk about forgiveness. Right when he mentioned forgiveness, my mother calls from Florida on the phone. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thought, I'm going to fall off this couch no matter how the divine enters. It's still, and I hope I always stay in awe because it really, well, don't you think she must have stayed on the phone maybe 3 minutes and then she told me what she wanted and then got off and we started the movie again. And I have to tell you, by the end of his talk about forgiveness and the message I got, I started bawling my eyes out. I was just like, it was so perfect for me to hear and accept. And that's how it works. It may be a piece of the puzzle. It may be something that connects the dot for you to move to the next dot. And it may be just the resolution or miracle may come in its own. But I have to tell you, I was so grateful that I shared this meditation with everyone and the emails that I got, just how people, one, felt it more at peace, but also that things were starting to shift within them and towards the situation. So I really feel this is a powerful practice and a spiritual tool. And, you know, my divine guidance keeps nudging me to not only practice but to teach. You don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to, because usually your ego's figuring it out. It's not your divine mm-hmm. self, because your divine self wouldn't be in confusion, worry, or fear. It would trust, and it would act on intuition. It's usually our ego that, and so when we surrender and we ask for divine intervention, divine healing, or divine resolution, we open up to the infinite possibilities, the infinite abundance. And the most important piece to this, because this is an important piece, is to see the divine light in each situation. So sometimes when we're in fear or worry, or we're angry or we can't forgive, it's hard to see the light in someone else or a situation. But that's when we have to go back in repetition and keep practicing and surrendering. Because that, it's not about the situation. The shift is also taking place in us. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I've experienced what you're talking about. It's very powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, it just, when the miracles and the coincidences and the synchronicities start unfolding, then, you know, you will trust it more. You'll play with it. So can we do a little exercise before we start the readings to support people
sure.
in this? Okay. So I'm just going to ask, because I feel like when, you know, I could talk and talk and talk about it and share, which I feel like I need to give you the intention behind it, but let's actually practice it. So I want everyone to think about, it can be a situation, a relationship, a prayer, something you've been asking for and you are not one with it or hasn't come to fruition. It can be a financial situation. It can be something that you need clarity that, again, you don't want to be in fear, worry, or confusion about. So I'm sure, I'm guessing and I'm feeling that everybody can come up with something. Okay, mm-hmm. So just take a nice deep breath. Just close your eyes for a second. And I want you to just create the space, invite divine light and energy. So invite spirit, universe, light, divine love, whatever resonates with you. And just create a circle of light around you, a beautiful circle of divine peace, divine healing, divine love. And so now you're already shifting the vibration to that higher vibration of light and possibilities. And I want you to call on your Fabulous Four. And if you want, you can choose to use Jesus, Mary, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael, but really connect it to you. So if there are spiritual helpers or even your angels that you've relied on or connected with, then choose to call on them by your personal beliefs and preferences. But pick four, because we want to surround it in all directions. And then I want you to think about the person or the situation involved. And either put the symbol in a symbol of the situation in the center of the four Fabulous Four that you've chosen of divine helpers, or put the person that you're thinking about or persons that you're thinking about in the center of this Fabulous Four. So they are surrounded in divine light, divine love, divine protection, and just affirm that you are surrounding them in this loving support. Now, I want you to ask Archangel Michael to just release any cords or attachments from you to this situation or this person of fear, control, worry. And you don't have to figure it out. Archangel Michael will do that for you. Just give him permission to release any attachments, any cords of fear from you to them, or even if you feel it's coming from them to you. And just take a couple deep breaths. And now I want you to see the divine light that is within all of us. See it in the person involved. See their soul light, their divine essence. Maybe you see it in the center of their heart, the seat of their soul. Or see the situation illuminated in light. Or all those involved. And if you can't do that because you've got emotional attachment to it, just surround it. Feel those divine helpers surrounding it in a beautiful bubble of light. And see if you can shift your energy to sending love to this situation. Send blessings. And see your own inner divine light shining in the center of your heart, the seat of your soul. Do this from your divine self, your soul self, that knows there is a divine plan, a soul's purpose, soul's lesson. Now take a deep breath and ask those fabulous four divine helpers to bring this person's situation up to the higher vibrations of light where divine resolution is already present, to bring this situation up to divine miracles, seeing it released into the higher vibrations of light where the divine plan is already done, everything is in divine order. And I'm going to ask you to release it for the highest and greatest good, better than you could ever imagine, that divine healing, divine miracles, divine intervention will be shown to you, divine guidance, for the highest and greatest good of all. And see it infuse into the divine light and give it to the fabulous four. And take a deep breath and just notice how you feel, surrendering in it, asking for divine resolution, healing, and guidance. And just affirm, and so it is. And take a deep breath. And now it's your role to take inspired action on your intuition if something does occur. Pay attention to the synchronicities and coincidences. Like I said, when you notice that there's been a coincidence of a phone call or a message in a movie or a stranger comes your way or you are inspired to do something, then that's your role. And watch things unfold. Witness how it unfolds. And if you need to go back and do it again, you find you're in fear, worry, or confusion, repeat it. Repeat it. And notice how you feel each and every time you surrender it and you ask for support. You know, I just know from my personal experience, it's much better than staying in the fear and worry and confusion because that doesn't serve you or the situation involved. Okay? So I'd
Beautiful.
Love to share something like that because, you know, the intention of this show for me, and I know, Nicole, your radio shows support this, is really owning your divine power, really coming from that divine self and allowing divine guidance or divine healing to take place. So how do we connect and communicate, but also how do we come from our divine power that is naturally inherently ours. So for me, to share a spiritual tool like this, I know that it makes me feel good that I can give something that you guys can carry on and pass along into and see how it works in your life.
Absolutely. It's a powerful process. It's it works, too. I've experienced this before. It's very powerful.
How did you feel when you were, did you, I know you got a lot going on, but were you able to
I tuned in with you, and
Yeah, I felt it's right at the solar, right around the belly button area. You feel something let go when you do it.
Yeah.
Like a release.
And one of the important things, you know, it's interesting because we work, you know, in my groups, we also use a surrender God box. And, you know, it's surprising how many times we want to let go. We want to trust divine guidance or divine support. We want, but there's that attachment. What if I let go? What if? Or, you know, so we want to hold on sometimes. And then by not letting go, we're not releasing it to the highest resolution. We're not allowing that to take place because, you know, fear is, we can be more comfortable in fear than we can in love. So the more we let go and the more we, you know, I just say to people, you know what, try it. See what takes place for you. See what unfolds. And the more you experiment and play and, you know, invoke, the more miracles that happen and the more you want to do it because you don't have to make it so hard.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Love it. Well, we've got callers on the line.
Okay.
What can they call in about?
So if they want to ask questions about this or if they do want a reading, we can do, you know, a two-card reading, or I can see what's going on. But also if they have questions around this or even something that they're working on surrendering, we can give some guidance on that.
All right. Ready to begin?
Sure.
Let's do it. 617, you're first. 814, you're in the wings. 603, you're in the other wings. We'll start with theirs. 617, you're first now, live. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Area code 617. Hello.
Is that me? Hello?
Yes, it is. It sounds like it's you.
Oh, hi, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi,
where are you calling in from?
I'm from Winthrop, Massachusetts. I'm part of the snowbound crowd Karen mentioned earlier. And I'm struggling with my direction. I was laid off after working with the same person for 22 years. And I am sort of lost. It's been several months now. So that's what I've been working on. And I would love a two-card reading.
Okay, so Joanne, can I coach you a little bit with this too, the
yes.
exercise, what we just did, and then I'll pick a couple cards. I'm going to really encourage you. The prayer that I would share with you is to, one, work on your own, this is what I'm hearing, work on your sense of worthiness and valuing yourself, your skills, and what you can bring to the work that you love. But the prayer is the perfect job at the perfect pay, at the perfect place, with the perfect people, better than I could ever imagine.
Okay.
And have you, the other question that I'm getting is to ask you is, have you seen the blessing in all of this for you? It feels like you did need this time for yourself, and it feels like it almost like, I just hear the word respite, that
yes.
it's almost like you really needed that.
Yes, I really did need it. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of meditating and yoga and just a lot of self-care.
Yeah, it feels like it was almost that was the, like to, one, almost say thank you and look at the blessing and
mm-hmm.
say, because it really feels like you needed a respite. bit and you needed to rejuvenate or bring to yourself much needed self-care. And so the cards that I picked for you is I ended up picking three cards because I saw that you have one. I will go through the card that I'm going to have you do this, just take a moment and do what I'm going to ask you to do. But you have the Goddess of Knowledge card and you have the Foundation and Achievement card. So it clearly says, and I feel like the difference between what the cards is saying, and, you know, I want you to work with Archangel Michael on this because I feel like you really want to do some meditation or prayers, owning your worth and value, and also the confidence in what you know and the skills you do have. Like, these cards are telling me you have the foundation, you have the achievements, you know what you're good at doing, you know what you can do. It's just saying that there's, and again, the other card, which I want you to close your eyes right now, it's the Make-A-Wish card. So when anybody picks this during a reading, I always say, this is your magical moment. You are fabulous for, tons of angels around you are with you now. You need to make a wish to show me my divine plan better than I could ever imagine, with the perfect job, at the perfect place, at the perfect pay, with the perfect people, better than I could ever imagine.
Okay.
And to take a deep breath and release that to that divine four. And I have to ask you, have you made your wish list for your, what you really want?
No, I am very confused, and that's part of the problem, is this confusion about, you know, where which direction I should be going in.
Okay,
I feel like I could go back to what I was doing. It may be necessary, but so I've been praying for a new direction and to, you know, show me what that is.
Okay, so it feels like what I'm getting is you're bringing some of the old, but you're integrating with a new experience. So it feels like you're taking some of the knowledge and experience and the what you do have, but somehow it's integrating with a new experience. So it almost makes it feel that much more alive. But again, I feel if you focus on making your wish list on what you really want to feel at the workplace and what you want to, you know, where is it, how much you make it, put those, you don't have to be utterly specific. Just write about how you feel and
okay,
the things that you do want. And then, again, release it. Perfect job, perfect place. I feel like something's going to reveal itself. But, again, I'm going to encourage you in this last piece of this reading is work on, you have a lot to offer. And you are going to be valuable and own your self-worth in it and then surrender to that prayer. I got to tell you, it just feels so strong. You're going to have to trust, but it feels very strong that this is going to work for you.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging to hear.
And
thank
also
you.
Bless
thank
the
you
past
very much
that it gave you the respite, okay? Because
yes,
if you hold resentment or you hold, you know, attachment to the old, how are you going to open up fully to the new?
Yes.
Okay.
Forgiveness was a big piece. I've been working on that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All
yeah
right. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
You are
I really
welcome
appreciate it. Okay.
I'm sure
thanks
you've
for
helped
calling
other people that are in similar, you know, this is what's so great about messages of divine guidance, Nicole, is like, somebody else is listening right now, and they're taking that guidance, and they're going to apply it to their situation. So there's, you know, people are going to benefit from what Joanne just shared.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. I always trust what gets through is what's supposed to get through for the greater good every time.
Exactly.
814, you're next to your live with Karen right now on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Karen. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And
hi.
I feel like I have a major shift that's just starting. Can you give me some insight into that and maybe how it would relate to a relationship?
Okay. You know, it's really interesting because it's, what was your first name?
Cindy.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting, Cindy, because there's, you know, there's a major shifts going on for quite a few people. And the way you described it is that, again, you're feeling the major shift, and it feels like, again, it almost feels like the energy when they show me like a rug has been pulled out from under you, almost to, you know, if you feel that visual right now of a rug being pulled out, it's almost like you have to go down in order to get back up, but it's almost like you know that you can't go back and you don't want to go back, and it's not in your highest and best to go back, but that there is, because your first card is the Ready, Set, Go card. So it's now is a time to and moment to dive into your and embrace your heart's desires. And then the other card that came up for you is the Goddess of Justice. What seems an injustice is actually a blessing in disguise. So again, what I'm going to encourage you, because it feels like anything that you feel like you need to let go in order to really open up to your heart's desires, I feel it's important for you to do that journey, and I feel like you've been doing it. I just feel like there's some pieces left, and again, it's not like it's big stuff, but it feels like there's still some pieces in order to really open up your heart. And again, this is all, there's no pun intended that the card Ready, Set, Go is embracing your heart's desires. So what I'm very much sending, call on Archangel Shamuel, ask for anything that keeps your heart fully open to embrace better than you can imagine, that be brought to your heart center, be brought to peace and healing. But also, I'm going to give you this message that I'm getting. Just don't settle. You know, I just getting that message that if you feel that an opportunity or a situation is presented to you, make sure it's the whole package. Make sure that it's everything that your heart's desires is. And for some reason, they're just saying you're not meant to settle anymore. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay. Because it feels like, again, I have to say, I feel like March and April, is there any trip you're planning coming up?
Not that I'm planning.
Okay, so stay open because, again, I feel like something in March or April might come to you like that's just going to open your heart even wider, and you just stay open to it because it might be a little bit out of your comfort zone, but remember how good it feels or how exciting it feels when it's presented to you, and just say, okay, will this open my heart even more? Can I take that leap? Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Archangel Shamuel.
Okay, thank you.
All right, blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling, Cindy. Next we have... Oh, where are we going next? 603 is next, and then another 617 after that. 603, what's your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Anne from Boston.
Hi, Anne.
I just have some third-degree burns in my arm from this morning that I'm feeling right now. Yeah, a little setback.
Yeah, you know what I keep hearing? Slow down.
Oh, I'm almost at a standstill.
Oh, isn't that interesting? You know, I have to, well, you know, it's interesting, Anne, because I can't tell you how much this energy has been coming up with so many people that have, it's happening for myself, but it's also, and again, I don't question when energies come together, but it just feels like so many people are being asked to slow down and stop right now and to really, it's very, I don't know if it's uncomfortable for you, but it feels very uncomfortable when the soul says it's time to slow down and stop. And
I've been doing,
you know,
that for a very long time, so I've been at a standstill for like a very long time.
Yeah. So, you know, the first question I'm hearing is, what do you really want?
Right now, all I want to do is get rid of the pain and heal my arm. It's like critical right now.
Okay. So one thing, you know, you can definitely, I would encourage you to call on St. Padre Pio, Archangel Raphael.
And doing that.
St. Teresa, the little flower, hold on. And
that's my crew.
Okay. Isn't that interesting?
That's
okay,
my crew.
So put them, again, put yourself in the center and, you know, just take in that healing. But obviously, and, you know, I'm not going to tell you it's easy. I'll pick your cards in a second. But it feels like you need to be right where you're at right now. And, you know, it's not comfortable.
I agree.
Okay. So your first card, and the other thing is you might want to, oh, interesting. This energy, I love to watch when repeated cards come up because, you know, after each one, I shuffle the cards, put them back, and when multiple cards come up, you know, it's really interesting because there's a group reading going on here. So, you know, and one thing is I just see balloons in front of you. I want you to, while you're in that center of healing, I want you to blow all the feelings. If it's pain, blow it into the balloons. I actually do this technique with people and blow the pain or the frustration, because I feel a lot of frustration, and keep releasing those feelings in order for the healing to go deeper. But your first card is the Angel of Space Clearing. It's time to clear old negative thoughts and feelings.
How appropriate.
And so, and I have to tell you what's really jumping out on the card, and this is probably why I'm getting the balloons, is like all those negative thoughts and feelings, you've got to somehow, even if you're in pain, work on releasing that so the healing can go that much deeper. But I have to tell you, in the card, the third eye is totally lit up. And I'm hearing when you can step back, you can be very intuitive and you can get guidance. It almost feels like you feel that is on a standstill or on a pause too. But it's not true, because it can't be. But when there's so much going on, especially in the head area, it can block the third eye. So I feel like that's going to open up, or as you do the space clearing or you release the negative, your third eye is going to open up. Now, the other card is the card that just was picked for, I can't remember who I just did, but ready, set, go. Now is the perfect time to dive in and embrace your heart's desires. And I know it may not feel like that, but one thing I'm going to give you is, and I want you to answer the first thing that comes to you when I ask you this. It's Anne, right?
Yes.
Anne, what do you really, really want to feel?
Joy all the time.
Okay. All right. So every day, again, you know, focus on asking, show me joy today. Show me what I can experience, what I can see, what I can do that's going to bring me joy. Just do that with
that's
releasing the balloons, but keep
that's
going.
Yeah,
huh?
That the balloons are such a symbol for myself, because that's how I feel. I feel like I'm tied to the earth, but I'm hanging on to a balloon. It's been a significant symbol for me for my whole life.
Really?
So to pick that up, yeah.
Wow. But it really, you know, so just go deeply into that. If you could, can I ask you if you could create a symbol of joy, what would it be for you?
A rose.
Oh, wow. So see how you can take that symbol of joy and just do, in meditation, bring that symbol in your heart. And again, I just felt St. Teresa just really strong, like showering me with tons of roses, but asking you to take that rose in your heart.
I know. All my roses are dying. It's really sad.
Wow. But maybe it's because you have to put the live one in your heart.
That's probably it. I keep looking there, and maybe that's where I have to look a little deeper.
Yeah. You're, you know, just all I keep hearing is there with you. Keep, stay in what you know is what I'm hearing. Stay in what you know.
I do.
It'll unfold. I can't tell you. I can relate. And I've had so many people relating for some reason between all this going on around us, Mercury retrograde, we've been put on a real pause button.
Well, I use it for meditation.
Yeah.
I
all right, blessings. Thank you so much for sharing because it supports other people on the line too.
I hope so.
All right, blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Take care. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Yep, we got time for another one. 617, another one. You're live. I'm assuming you're in snow country as well. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Boston.
Hi,
oh,
Sharon.
Wow. A lot of people in the same area calling in today.
That's
neat.
Know.
Huh.
Good energy.
Interesting.
All my
so how
peace.
Can we help you?
Excellent. So, Karen, I've been on a strong spiritual journey for a few months now, really diving into daily meditation, calling my angel team out, prayers, things like that. And I felt a shift, as one of the first callers had mentioned. It started just a couple days ago, but really feel enthusiastic, lots of high energy. My heart is open. I really feel whole. And during the meditation, it's in regards to love that I really kind of focus on and I'm trying to be open to, and a twin flame or a soulmate that I've kind of released over the last couple of months. And during these meditations, I'm really feeling his presence and a reunion. And I just wondered if you see any of that in maybe a couple cards today.
Well, I mean, I'm like so pumped for you picking your cards. Because, you know, what you're feeling, and that's an intuitive feeling, and you need to trust it, Sharon, because your cards are, one, you've been through a major transformation. You have butterflies all over your card. And
I have butterflies in my stomach right now.
Well, the other card that you have, and I'm going to tell you about the one card with butterflies all over it, but I have to tell you the other card is a new dawn. The worst is now behind you, and positive new experiences are on the horizon. Okay, so let me tell you when I'm getting really strong. I love when the energy, like you're really open, Sharon. I need you to know that because the energy that's coming through me, when you're really receptive and open, it comes through so strong. So I got to tell you that what's coming through so strong is the most important thing that is going on for you and has been and is your transformation is that you have the Angel of Emergence card. Now, this is when somebody, I picked this card the other day and I was like, oh, thank you. I you know, thank you for this guidance because at least I know that same feeling that multiple callers have been explaining where it's like, I feel something, but I'm just not there yet, is that your soul lesson in relationships is for you to stay true to yourself, to be your authentic self, not to lose yourself in a relationship, but to truly, truly be yourself. And you've been emerging more and more into who you really are. So you're, again, it honestly, I am not getting if it's the old or the new, I'm not getting that at all. The most important thing that divine guidance is showing me right now
is that you are being asked by your soul to stay grounded in your authentic true self and keep emerging in that, keep blossoming in that. And that the relationship is going, if you stay on that path, you will manifest the highest and best relationship because the relationship will be authentic to you. You won't have to change yourself for the relationship. You will vibrate together in a partnership is the word I'm hearing. So
love it.
It doesn't really, honestly, this is what we get caught up in, you know, stay focused on who am I and how am I being, how do I want to feel? Who am I in a relationship? How do I stay true to me in a relationship? And I have to tell you, you stay on track with this and you let this continue to emerge and you stay shining in yourself with a capital S, you're going to have the most awesome relationship. It's not going to, you're not going to have to change or compromise, or they're going to hold you in your light and you're going to hold them in theirs. How does that feel? Hello? Did I lose?
How does that feel?
Oh, there. Okay.
I'm back, but I did hear her on my computer, so I didn't miss a beat.
Oh, okay.
It feels amazing, and I can resonate with it, and I just feel like a child on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it. I mean, really, I can't imagine a relationship feeling any better when you can just be you and you're perfect. You're worthy just as you are. Like there's nothing you have to fix or change unless you believe that inside of yourself. You know, just
okay.
Shine mm-hmm. in yourself. So, and stay true to that. That's what I keep getting. Beautiful cards. Beautiful. You
Excellent.
Should feel
Excellent.
Like
oh, I do. Thank you so
Good.
Much. That was awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
So trust that intuition okay. going forward too.
Will do. Absolutely.
All right. Blessing.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. I can't hear you, Nicole. Are you there? Well, I know what we do. If you guys can hear me, I'm not sure if you can hear Nicole, but I know one of the things that we do at the end of the show is that Nicole opens it up that I can share anything that's going on. Well, one thing that's coming up is I have an 8-week Angel Messenger certification class. It is a telecourse, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home. It's very powerful. There's extensive information on my website, createheaven.com. So that starts March 2nd. It's on Monday nights. And what else do I have coming up? The other thing, based on a couple readings tonight and the energy that's going on, if anybody wants to purchase the Fabulous 4-Hour Teleclass and Meditation, it's a half an hour meditation, please email me at Karen@createheaven.com and I can send you, it's $15, I can send you a link to purchase and then I can send you the hour meditation class. I'd be happy to do that. And also the 2 40-day journeys, which is an online program. You get a email, videos, divine guidance every day. The 40-day affair with yourself, which is a journey about self-love and owning your magnificence. And then also the 40-day What Would Love Do? Helps you to transform your fears into miracles of love. I would highly recommend those. Thousands have taken them, and really, miracles do occur through the 40 days. 40 days is about spiritual transformation. There's, again, videos on the website. There's full explanation. If you would like also, I want to invite you to my newsletter where I do a weekly blog, and also you can find out about different classes both at the center and online.
is go to createheaven.com and sign up for the newsletter. You'll also get a free guided meditation on how to create more prosperity and abundance in your life with the angels. The guided meditation is by me, so it's worth just signing up for the newsletter to get the meditation. And I'm not sure where Nicole is or if you guys are still healing.
I think I'm back now.
Oh, you're
back.
Can you hear
me now?
Yeah.
I got bumped off as well. Lots of energy on the board today. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
But looks like you wrapped things up with a nice little bow on top. So that's perfect. And we've got you on next month.
Yeah. Third Tuesday of every month.
And that
Nicole,
is correct.
Thank you for holding the light, holding the energy, and thank you everybody for tuning in. I'm very grateful.
And we're grateful that you're here and part of the News for the Soul family. Hopefully you'll get unburied of snow soon and enjoy the spring that's coming, and we'll talk to you in 1 month from now.
All right. Blessings.
Yay. All right. You take care. Bye for now. If you missed any of the time that we've spent here with Karen today, you can find it all again for free, newsforthesoul.com. You can find her right there on the homepage or today's show page, and you can listen to it all again. Let's see, what are we doing now? I forgot what time it is. Oh, my God, it's 5 o'clock. Okay, that went fast. So tomorrow morning, we start it all again, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Lots and lots of stuff for you coming, lots of surprises. We've just been expanding in all directions all at once. Our app is out there on the Apple Store and Google Play, all those kinds of things. Just search for News for the Soul, and then you could actually have us in your pocket when you're walking around. Also, the new website, of course, is up and going, newsforthesoul.com, nothing on the end of it, and you'll get to the new one, as the old one is still operational as well. It's a little confusing for some people. It should be blue and green. That's when you know you're in the right place. We'll see you there. We'll see you back here fairly early in the morning, Pacific time, tomorrow. Until then, newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul is in its 18th year of broadcasting, and to celebrate, we've launched an epic new website. Go to newsforthesoul.com today to see our new and greatly improved home on the World Wide Web. That's newsforthesoul.com. Now, you can take News for the Soul Radio with you. Our free new app is now live on Google Play and Apple Store. Listen to live and archived shows and much more. Search for News for the Soul in your App Store. That's News for the Soul.